the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
Welcome back. Well, Germany's economy minister Robert Habeck arrived in China for a three-day visit yesterday, only to be warned that a trade war could be on the cards. There's growing friction with the EU over electric vehicle imports. This comes against the backdrop of slowing growth in industrial output and a property market that remains stubbornly in the doldrums despite government interventions. So, how much stomach does China have for a trade war? We're joined on the line by Dennis Staunton, China correspondent of the Irish Times. Dennis, you're very welcome to the programme. Sort of a lot of, bad news coming out of China around growth, industrial output, but the property market in particular looks very dismal.
Yes, it's the worst news really that we've had this week, which was that for the 11th month in succession, prices have been falling. And this is a property slump which has been going on for a number of years now, and there's no sign of it coming back. As you mentioned, the Chinese government have introduced a few measures to try to help to revive the market. Some of them are things like cutting interest rates and making reducing the minimum deposit that you have to pay. It's very high here. But the biggest one is that the central bank, the People's Bank of China, has established a relending facility worth about 38 billion euros, which is basically what they're doing is they'll lend money to banks, and the banks then will lend money to state-owned enterprises who will in turn buy up empty apartments. There are millions of empty apartments in China.
So these government initiatives, Dennis, these government initiatives then are not about stimulating construction of houses to get things going. It's actually about just supporting prices for empty houses.
Yeah, it's basically about getting rid of the inventory. There's this inventory of of these billions or millions of unsold houses, about 750 million square meters or something. And so the idea is that you somehow soak that up. And what these local authorities or state-owned enterprises will do is that they will then repurpose them as affordable housing for rentals. And so that's the plan. The problem with all of this is that even if it works, it's going to take some time. And so by the time, certainly nobody's expecting that, the idea is that you put a floor under prices once you soak up this inventory, and then you might, people will start to buy and sell again, because they just haven't been, because naturally enough, you see the prices going down and you think, I'm going to wait until something changes.
And home ownership.
That's basically what people have been doing.
Home ownership in China is over 90%. So what happens to the value of houses really affects people, their confidence, their spending, all that kind of thing. But in a way, this was a little bit like what we had in Ireland before the last crash. There was a load of debt-fueled overbuilding and speculation.
Yeah, that's right. And what happened was that a few years ago, the Chinese government could see what was going on, and they tried to take a bit of the fizz out of the market. But it was almost too successful, because you then had the COVID pandemic, and basically the whole thing has just collapsed really in a way that they weren't planning. So it's difficult, obviously, to deflate a bubble in an orderly fashion, and they haven't succeeded in doing that. But you're absolutely right. More than 90% of people own their own homes, and they, as a consequence, it's their only really real asset. And if the value of that is going down, then it depresses everything. And so you've seen, and also the other thing is, don't forget, construction, again, rather like in Ireland before the crash, construction, housing and everything to do with it was about 25% of economic activity here in China. And it was everything from building materials to the sort of the fittings and furniture you put into the houses, all of this stuff. And all of that's depressed because of the fact there's no activity going on there.
That in turn places the Chinese economy not in the best position to have these trade tensions, both with the United States, something that might worsen under a Trump administration, and with the EU now as well. There are going to be a lot of tariffs on goods coming to the EU from China.
Yes, the US has imposed a 100% tariff on electric vehicles from China. That doesn't matter that much to China, because it doesn't really sell very many there. The Europeans have taken a more modest approach. They've got a sort of a sliding scale, but they go up to about 48% tariffs, which is quite steep. But the problem for China is that they're worried that, first of all, they don't like it, obviously, because you know, because of the fact that the economy here is a bit sluggish. The only way that manufacturers can make money is by exporting, because people just aren't buying enough stuff here. And so they're, you know, if these export markets are being choked off to them, it's difficult. And so, as you say, China doesn't want a trade war because it's going to cost her. But at the same time, it doesn't want to give the impression, particularly, say, to the Europeans, that you can just impose tariffs like this without any cost to yourselves. So while the Europeans, they've announced these tariffs, but they haven't actually agreed them. They come into force, but they won't be confirmed until later this year. So while this is going on, the Chinese are talking about imposing tariffs on things like pork, various really targeting this stuff to places and to constituencies that are politically sensitive, like farmers. And what they're hoping to do is to influence the conversation in Europe so that some member states will start to say, hold on, maybe it's not in our interest to do this. The Germans, for example, are against these tariffs because they're worried about German cars in China and how you could have tit-for-tat tariffs on those. And so I think both sides would like to avoid an escalation, but the Europeans do want to protect their industries.
And finally, Dennis, it all matters. Not only is China the second biggest economy in the world, but as such a trading entity, if things really start to slow down there and there are fundamental problems, it can affect the overall performance of the global economy.
Yeah, I mean, China, Asia generally, but China particularly, over the last number of years, has really been such a major contributor to economic growth globally. So if China slows down, it grew at about 5% last year, they're aiming to grow about the same this year. But if it really starts to slow down, then that is a problem, not just for China, but for the rest of the world.
Well, we'll have to leave it there. Dennis Staunton, China correspondent of the Irish Times, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.